Welcome to this demonstration of the Vision Australia Connect app for the Vision Australia Library. And this is part of the iAccess online service from the Vision Australia Library. And in this demo, I want to take you through locating and downloading the app from the Apple App Store, running the app, logging in, a description of the layout of the initial screen for the VA Connect app itself, searching, downloading, and reading a book, and then quitting out of the app and returning to your home screen on your iOS device, whether that's your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. So first of all, let me just say that I've got my iPhone here, and I've got VoiceOver running with help hints enabled. So let me touch the bottom left-hand side of my screen.
Dock. Phone. Double tap to open.
Let me just flick back to the left to get to the App Store.
Page 1 of 12. Settings. Health. News, iBooks, App Store. Double tap to open.
One finger double tap to open.
App Store, categories, button.
Let me touch down towards the bottom right-hand side of my screen.
Updates, tab, 5 of 5.
Flick back to the left.
Search, tab, 4 of 5.
One finger double tap on search. Touch towards the top left-hand side of my screen.
Search. Search field.
Double tap on there to edit.
Search field is editing. Search. Insertion point at start.
Rather than using the on-screen keyboard, I'm actually going to use a voice dictation to dictate Vision Australia, two words, and that will bring up the apps associated with Vision Australia, and one of them will, of course, be the VA Connect app, which is the one that we want to download from the App Store. So with VoiceOver, I'm going to do a two-finger double tap for the magic double tap, and then say Vision Australia, and then do a two-finger double tap again. Vision Australia.
Inserted Vision Australia.
Okay, and if I flick to the right.
Clear text, button, Vision Australia. Vision Australia Connect.
And there it is, one-finger double tap.
Selected, Vision Australia Connect. Vision Australia Connect, Vision Australia, button.
And flick to the right.
Download button.
There's my download button. One finger double tap.
Connecting. Cancel download button. Cancel download. 15% downloaded button.
Okay, it's starting to download.
Cancel download. 57% downloaded button. Cancel download. 66% downloaded button. Open button.
Okay, now I've got an open button. Now, I could open it from the App Store, and I'll just do that now, and then I'll go back and show you the other way to do it from your home screen. So one finger double tap on open.
Open. VA Connect. Alert. VA Connect would like to send you notifications.
Okay, so VA Connect would like to send you notifications. Flick to the right.
Notifications may include alerts, sounds, and icon badges. These can be configured in settings. Don't allow. Button.
So I've got a don't allow button.
Okay. Button.
And an OK button. So I'm going to double tap on OK.
OK. VA Connect. Connect.
So I'm going to leave it there for the moment. This is where we log into the app. I'm just going to press my home button to come out.
VA QR. Double tap to open.
And I'll come back to the App Store. I'm just going to press my home button again.
Home. App Store. Double tap to open.
Now I'm actually going to touch on my screen now to get to the VA Connect app on actually my home screen. Now, I'm currently on the 11th page of my home screens. Because I've got everything in basically in alphabetical order, if I flick back to the left.
Page 11 of 12, VA Connect.
There's my VA Connect app. Now, just to remind you, to get between your screens for your home screens, it's a three-finger left to scroll to the right and a three-finger flick to the right to scroll left. So to get to my 11th app screen here from my initial home screen, where we've got the App Store messages and so on by default, I did a three-finger flick to the left till I got to my 11th page. And then, of course, one-finger double tap to open VA Connect.
VA Connect. Connect.
If I touch halfway down my screen in portrait mode, that means I've got my home button down the bottom of the actual phone when it's in portrait mode.
Connect.
There's a heading that says connect, so I flick to the right.
Please enter your login details.
Please enter your login details.
Contact the Vision Australia Library on 1300 847 466, link, or email library@visionaustralia.org.
Okay, so you're not already a library member and you need to be a member of the Vision Australia Library to use this app. That's the phone number there, which is 1300 847 466, or the email for the library, library@visionaustralia.org. So I flick to the right.
Library account. Enter username. Text field.
Now, before you start doing this, I'm just going to keep flicking to the right because I want to show you something.
Password. Enter password. Enter password. Secure. Text field. Log on automatically. Switch button. On.
So if you're sharing a device with somebody else and you don't want them to log in automatically to your account, if I one finger double tap on this now,
off.
I've turned it off, which means every time you then use the app yourself or somebody else, you or they can then log in with their own username and password. Now, because I'm the only person using my iPhone, I'm going to turn mine back on again.
On.
So next time I run the app, it'll log in straight away for me. I won't have to put my username and PID number in. So let me flick back to the left.
Log on automatically. Enter password. Password. Enter username. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Okay, one finger double tap to edit.
Text field is editing. Character mode. Enter username. And insertion point at start.
I'm going to use my on-screen keyboard here to put in my PIN number. And I'm just going to put a dummy one in for the recording.
1 1 2 2 3 3 4 4.
So that was just a dummy username account number. It's going to pause the recording and put my real one in. And if I touch towards the bottom right-hand side of the on-screen keyboard.
Next.
I find a next button that I can double tap on.
Secure. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Enter password.
And here's insertion my point secure at start. Text field to put in my password. So if I start typing in a dummy password.
A. S. D. F.
Okay, ASDF. And again, that was just for demonstration purposes. And you heard the clicks as I was putting in the password. So I'm going to pause the recording again and put in my proper password. Okay, and I can come down the bottom again.
Go.
And I've got a go button this time rather than a next button. One finger double tap.
6 characters. Secure. Text field. Bookshelf. Bookshelf. Bookshelf titles. Double tap on a title to open title. Double tap and hold for additional options.
So one finger double tap on a title, which I don't have anything in here at the moment for this demo, or one finger double tap and hold for more options on a title. And we'll do both of those during the demo. Now, I just want to note a quick thing. When you first set up yours, two items to note. Number one is you have to agree to the Vision Australia license agreement. Because I've previously joined up already, I haven't had to do it during this demo. And number two, on my screen, if I flick to the right,
add books button.
I've got an add book button, but if you're not on a Wi-Fi network and you're only on cellular, at the moment it appears that that button won't appear unless you turn mobile data on within the app. So let me just flick to the right one more time.
More button.
To the more button, which is basically settings. One finger double tap on that.
More app settings button.
You want to double tap on app settings.
App settings. More back button.
Flick to the right again.
App settings. Heading network. Heading.
So network's the heading.
Allow mobile network usage. Switch button. Off.
And allow mobile network usage. One finger double tap to turn it on. And that way you're guaranteed to have that add book button on both Wi-Fi and mobile. So let me just touch on the top left-hand side of my screen.
More. Back button.
There's the more back button. One finger double tap on that.
More. App settings. Button.
And touch the top left-hand side of my screen again.
Bookshelf. Back button.
And there's the back button to go back to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf. Bookshelf titles. Double tap on a title to open title. Double tap and hold for additional options.
Now we're back to our main bookshelf screen. So if I touch the top middle of my screen at the top.
Bookshelf titles. Double tap on a title to open title. Double tap and hold for additional options.
Now if I drag my finger across to the right.
Add books. Button.
There's the add books button. If I keep dragging my finger across to the right.
More. Button.
There's the more button that we just went into to make sure that the mobile data toggle switch was turned on. And if I drag my finger back to the left.
Add books. Button. Bookshelf.
That's bookshelf it for the rest titles. Of the top of the screen.
Double tap on a title to I'll open title. Tap my title.
Finger down
double
now.
Empty list.
There's an empty list because we've got no titles in the bookshelf. Keep dragging my finger down the screen.
Selected.
And we just hit the bottom.
Tab 1 of 4.
So we've got 4 tabs here. We've got books, which is the Daisy books from the Vision Australia Library. Flick to the right.
Subscriptions. Tab. Two of four.
We've got subscriptions, which is for newspapers and magazines. Flick to the right again.
Podcasts. Tab. Three of four.
Podcasts.
Messages. Tab. Four of four.
Messages, which are system messages via the app from the Vision Australia Library. Now, just a note, I've noticed in this version of the app that each message in there is a little prompt dialog box that you'll have to OK. So if it keeps coming up and says system messages, and then you double tap on OK and it says system messages again, and you double tap on OK, that's fine, because it's basically alerting to you that you've got more than one system message sitting there. Okay, so that's basically the fourth tab messages. So I flip back to the left again.
Podcasts, tab, three of four.
Podcasts.
Subscriptions, tab, two of four.
Subscriptions.
Selected, books, tab, one of four.
And books. So basically, by default, when you log into the app, at the top of the screen, in the middle, you've got the bookshelf title. To the right of that, you've got the add books button. And to the right of that, you've got the more button, which takes you into the app settings. And again, just to remind you about the add books button, if that's not there, you need to go into the more app settings and turn on mobile data in this version of the app. So far, that's locating and downloading the app from the app store, running the app, logging in, and an initial description of the actual home screen, i.e. bookshelf, of the app itself. And now what we're going to do is we're actually now going to go and add a book, search for it, download it, and start reading it in the Vision Australia Connect app. So let's add a book to the VA Connect app. So I'm going to touch towards the top of my screen again on the bookshelf screen.
Bookshelf. Bookshelf
and
titles.
I'm going to flick to
double
the right.
Tap on a title to open title. Add books button.
There's the add books button. One finger double tap on that.
Search. Close button.
If I touch the top left hand side of the screen.
Close button.
We've got a close button. If I flick to the right, of course, using VoiceOver.
Search heading.
The search heading.
Selected title button. One of three.
And we've got three items to search by, and title is currently selected, the title of the book. If I flick to the right.
Keywords button. Two of three.
We can search by keywords. Flick to the right again.
Author button. Three of three.
Author button. Three of three. Now flick to the right again.
Enter search terms. Search field.
That's the double tap text edit area. Flick to the right again.
No search results.
No search results yet because we haven't typed any. Flick to the right again.
Selected. Search. Tab. 101.
And we can see that we've just got one tab on the screen that's active, which is the search tab. So I'm going to touch back towards the top of my screen again.
Close. Button.
Flick to the right.
Search. Selected. Title. Button. One of three.
Now I'm going to leave it on title, of course, on keyword or author. We could just one finger double tap on that to make that button active to search by that particular item. So flick to the right.
Keywords. Button. Author. Button. Enter search terms. Search field. Double tap to edit.
So I'm going to double tap with one finger to edit.
Search field. Is editing. Character mode. Enter search terms.
And of course, we've got the on-screen keyboard down the bottom of the screen. So what I'm going to do here, I'm not going to use the on-screen keyboard. I'm going to use voice dictation to put in my title search. So because it's a very small book, I'm going to put in Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. So here we go. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
Inserted Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
And of course, to start dictation with voice, I did a two-finger double tap. And to stop dictation, I did another two-finger double tap to stop dictation. So I flick to the right.
Clear text button.
So I've now got a clear text button. Now if I touch down towards the bottom right-hand side of the on-screen keyboard.
Search.
That's my search button. One-finger double tap.
Selected. Search. Tab. 101.
Touch towards the top of the screen again.
Close. Button.
And let's flick through and see if we've got any search results.
Search. Heading. Selected. Title. Keywords. Author. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. One search results.
Very good. One search result.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Button.
And there we go. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. And of course, if I had more results, if I just put in Thomas, I would have had more results and I could just flick through any one of them. And of course, as I'm about to do now, a one finger double tap to bring it up.
Title information. Search. Back button.
Which is the title information. If I flick through to the right.
Title information. Heading.
Okay, title information heading.
Back to bookshelf. Button.
Back to bookshelf button.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, which is the heading of the book.
Author, Christopher Audrey.
Author, Christopher Audrey.
Summary: Thomas is a tank engine who lives at a station on the island of Soda. Thomas has many friends who work at the station. The station is very busy and Thomas and his friends have many adventures which you can read about in the book.
Okay, that's the summary of the book.
Identifier 131160.
Okay, that's the identifier. Flip to the right again.
Audio, Daisy Audio.
And this is the format, audio, which is Daisy Audio.
Language, in GB.
English in GB, which I presume means Great Britain.
Narrator, Nicholas Sapolsky.
Nicholas Sapolsky is the narrator.
Size, 7.0 megabytes.
Size is 7.0 megabytes, which is why I chose it for this demo, because it's not that big. Flick to the right again.
Order, button.
Now we've got the order button. Now if I flick to the right.
Open book, dimmed, button.
The open book button's currently dimmed because we actually haven't got it yet. Flick to the right again.
Start downloading, dimmed, button.
Start downloading is dimmed because we haven't ordered it yet. And flick to the button one more time.
Like or dislike, button.
We can actually like or dislike this book. So let's flick back to the order button. So flicking back to the left.
Start download, open book, order, button.
And one finger double tap on order.
Order.
And just wait.
Alert. Book added.
Okay, so it says book added. And if I touch about the middle of my screen.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends has been added to your bookshelf.
Okay, Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends has been added to your, straight my bookshelf. Flick to the right.
Okay, button.
And there's our okay button. So one finger double tap.
Okay. Title information. Return title, button.
So the order button's now changed to return. If I now flick to the right.
Open book, button.
The open book button is now live. It's no longer grayed out. Flick to the right again.
Start downloading, 7.0 MB, button.
And I can start downloading. There's the size of the book. And flick to the right again.
Like or dislike, button.
And we've also got the like or dislike button. So let me flick back to the left.
Start open book, button.
Now if I was to choose the open book button, it would start streaming it from the Vision Australia iAccess Library service straight to my iPhone. If I want to download it, I can just flick to the right.
Start downloading, 7.0 MB, button.
And actually download it to my device rather than streaming it off the net, which I suggest that you download the books when you're on Wi-Fi versus downloading the books when you're on cellular and or even streaming the books when you're on cellular, because some of the Daisy books are quite big and you'll chew up your data very fast. So I'm going to do that now. One finger double tap on download.
Cancel download.
Okay, so the download button's now changed to the cancel button and we'll get a knock knock on the screen, which will tell us when the download's complete. I flick to the right.
Like or dislike.
There's a like or dislike.
Delete download button.
That button now says delete download, so we can remove it from the device. If I flick back to the left.
Open book button.
I can open the book and now it's been downloaded to my device, and I'll do that now. One finger double tap to open.
Open book. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Back button.
Now we've opened up the book title into the play screen. Touch towards the top left-hand side of my screen.
Back button.
So we've got a back button. Flick to the right.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Heading.
That's the heading of the book. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Flick to the right again.
Contents. Button.
That's the contents to bring up the table of contents for the Daisy book. Flick to the right again.
Chapter. Button. Double tap to choose the navigation level.
This is the navigation level that we can use to go through the book. So if I one finger double tap on it, it's currently set to chapter. If I double tap on it.
Chapter. Page. Button.
It's now set to page. If I double tap it again.
Page. Sentence. Button.
It's now set to sentence. Double tap again.
Sentence. Time jump. Button.
So we can time jump through the book by the previous or next, as with the other options in this particular button. Double tap again.
Time jump. Chapter. Button.
And we're back to chapter. So I flick to the right.
Player settings. Button.
Here's player settings. And then we've got.
Previous chapter. Button. Hold previous button to rewind.
Okay, previous chapter or double tap and hold to rewind. Flick to the right.
Next chapter. Button. Hold next button to fast forward.
That's the next button or double tap and hold to fast forward. Flick to the right again.
Play. Button.
There's our play button.
Hold the play button, access the sleep timer.
And double tap and hold to access the sleep timer. Flick to the right again.
Sleep timer settings. Button.
That's the sleep timer settings.
Double tap to access sleep timer.
Flick to the right again.
Add bookmark. Button.
Add bookmark.
Double tap to add a bookmark. Double tap and hold to jump to the list of bookmarks.
Okay, or double tap and hold to jump to the list of bookmarks. And that's it for the screen. So let me touch in the middle of the screen.
Chapter. Button.
There's a chapter. Now if I double tap on chapter.
Chapter. Page.
And I'm going
button,
to cycle
page,
around to time.
Sentence. button, sentence. Time jump, button.
Now if I flick to the right.
Player settings, previous time jump, button. Hold previous button to rewind.
Now that previous button is now set to time, or flick to the right.
Next time jump, button. Hold next button to fast forward.
Is the next time jump. Now let me just flick back to the left to go and change that back to chapter navigation.
Previous time jump, player settings, time jump, button.
Double tap.
Time jump, chapter,
now back button. To chapter, flick to the right.
Player settings, button.
Let's just have a look at player settings before we start playing the book. So one finger double tap on that.
Player settings, playback rate 100%, button.
Okay, this is the playback rate, how fast the book will actually speak to us. If I double tap on that, it'll bring up 100%, etc. going up, and you can double tap on the speed you like. Flick to the right.
Time jump, 1 minute, button.
This is how you can adjust how long that time jump will be. Flick to the right again.
Navigation level selection, button.
Navigation level selection, so you can change it inside here. So touch top left hand side of the screen.
Back button.
One finger double tap on back.
Back button, Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Back button.
And if I want to play it, touch towards the bottom in the middle.
Play button.
And one finger double tap on play.
Hold the play button. Pause.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends by the Reverend W. Awdry.
About this Daisy book. This Daisy book has been produced by converting an existing analogue recording. It may contain references to and artifacts of the original tape recording. This book may be structured using two levels.
Okay, and if I touch back on the play button,
pause, each main button, heading,
and flick back to the left.
Next heading. Previous chapter.
This okay. Converted recording
next chapter,
may
previous chapter, flick back to the right.
Next chapter.
Let's go to the next chapter.
Book information.
And double tap again.
Next chapter.
This book is copyright.
And skip past the copyright. Given.
This recording was made in the audio production.
And double tap again.
It was narrated by Nicholas.
Double tap again.
Contents. Thomas's train.
And we'll let it read from there a bit more.
James and the coaches. Thomas and the guard. Henry and the flying kipper. Thomas's train. Thomas the Tank Engine often grumbled to the other engines.
Okay, and of course I can also do a two-finger double tap with the magic voiceover command to start and stop that playback as well. So two-finger double tap will restart
it. Coach is about ready for you to take out on journeys, he said one day.
Two-finger double tap stop. Yep. Or
play button.
Touch on the play button.
Hold
right
the
above
play
my home button.
The sleep timer.
One-finger double tap.
Other
pause.
Engines laughed.
Starts playing.
Why can't I pull passenger trains too? He asked. You're too impatient, they said. You'd
and
be
one finger double tap to stop as well. Now to get back to the bookshelf, I can touch the top left hand side of the screen.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Heading.
And flick back to the left.
Back button.
Get right back to the top on the back button. One finger double tap.
Back button. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Christopher Awdry. Downloaded. Button.
Now you can tell that's actually downloaded to the device because it said downloaded after the actual announcement of the book title. If it was just straight streaming from the Vision Australia iAccess library service, it would have said online. And the nice thing about the bookshelf here is that on every title, we can do a one finger double tap and hold to do more options with a book title. So if I do one finger double tap and hold now on this title, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Alert. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
And if I flick to the right.
Title information button.
Title information button, which is the same information we got when we first basically accessed the book when we're going to start downloading it. Flick to the right again.
Return title button.
We can return the title, which will remove it from the bookshelf and the device.
Delete download button.
We can delete the download, which means it would turn it into an online version. Flick to the right again.
Cancel menu button.
Or cancel menu. So let me just show you what happens if I delete the download. So flicking back to the left.
Delete download button.
And double tap on delete download.
Delete. Alert. Deleted.
Okay. Alert. Deleted. Flick to the right.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends has been deleted from your device. Okay. Button.
And double tap on OK.
OK. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Christopher Awdry. Online. Button.
So it now says Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Awdry, online, which means I've now no longer got the book on my local device. If I double tap on and start reading it now, it would be streaming off the internet. And of course, if I want to start downloading it back again, one finger double tap and hold.
Alert. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
And flick to the right.
Title information button.
Title information button again.
Return title.
Return button. Title.
Start downloading 7.0 MB button.
And start downloading again.
Cancel menu button.
And cancel menu. So let me flip back to the left.
Start downloading 7.0 MB button.
And let's double tap on start downloading.
Start. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey, queued button.
So it says it's queued. If I flick off it.
More button.
Back to the right.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey, 30% button.
Okay, so it's 30% currently downloaded, and in a minute we'll get the traditional knock knock sound. So if I flip back off it again.
More button.
And back on it.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, Christopher Audrey, downloaded.
Okay,
button.
Now it says it's downloaded. So if I double tap on it, it would start reading the book again. So one finger double tap and hold.
Alert. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
And of course, if I wanted to return the book after I finished reading it, if I flick to the right.
Title information button.
Title information.
Return title button.
And return title. One finger double tap.
Return. Alert. Return title.
It says return title. Flick to the right.
Do you want to return Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends?
Do you want to return the Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, the title of the book?
Yes button.
Yes button.
No button.
Or no button. So I flick to the left.
Yes button.
And double tap on yes.
Yes. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, alert, deleted.
Okay, it's now deleted from my device, so flick to the right.
Thomas the Tank Engine, okay, button.
And double tap on okay.
Okay. Alert, removed.
Okay, so it says removed, flick to the right.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends has been returned. Okay, button.
Double tap on okay.
Bookshelf.
And my bookshelf
titles.
Now is
double
flick
tap
to the
on
right.
A title, add books, more, but selected, books.
Is now empty. Now to exit the app, I'm just going to press my home button to come out of the app.
VA Connect. Double tap to open.
And I'm back onto the VA Connect app, back on my iPhone. And if I want to go back into it again, one finger double tap to go back into it.
VA Connect. Bookshelf. Bookshelf titles. Double tap on a title to open title. Double tap and hold for additional options.
Okay, we've gone back into it. And because I chose automatic login, to go back in automatically, I didn't have to re-enter my username or password. And of course, to add another book, we'd flick to the right.
Add books button.
We choose add books button and off we go again, searching, downloading and reading another book, whether downloaded to the device or online streaming. And of course, the one finger double tap and hold on the book title on the bookshelf to return the book or to switch it between an online version or a download version. So that completes this basic introduction on how to use the VA Connect app from Vision Australia Library. I hope you've enjoyed the demo, and as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.